just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high through the starry sky.
That's a good old hippie song from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you a hippie?
No.
Why not? You got something against hippies?
I think I was born at the wrong time.
Oh, I was born in the 60s. Peace and love and all that.
Yeah.
You know?
I was 90s.
Yeah, so I lived through 5 years of the 60s. That tells you how old I am. Think about it. So anyway, what are we doing here?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Yeah, that's it. And you made it here today.
Yep.
He's on vacation last time. It's all right. Where are we starting with?
Living Color, Cult of Personality.
Cult of Personality. I got a song in my head like that. I wonder if it's the same one. I'm not going to say anything, so I don't want to make myself sound foolish if I got the wrong one. But I got it in my head. Is there more than one Cult of Personality song?
Not that I know of. Maybe.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Anyway, I'll let you know after this.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
can do for you.
So that noise you hear in the background is that whooshing sound is the air conditioner. You know, one of these days I'm going to have to upgrade because I'm working on duct tape and baling wire here.
I wonder if it sounds like we're in a tunnel.
Probably. Hello, can you hear me now? You know, like the commercial? I hate that. You got a doggone cell phone and you got to yell in there and try to stand sideways and put this arm up there to get a, you know, like the old rabbit ear antennas that they have for TVs. Remember those?
I have definitely hung up on people for that because it's annoying and they're trying to hear. It's like, I don't want to hear
you. You literally hung up on them? Man, buy another cell phone or I ain't talking to you. Come over and visit or something.
Yeah, just... not this, not what's going on right now.
Yeah, that drives me nuts. And especially when they're on the other end, they're saying, oh... hello? And I'm like, can you hear me now? Are you there? Yeah, and then you would have done clicked, right? That's hardcore, man. Dang, what if it's an emergency?
Hopefully they can get better signals.
They might have been trying to call from the pokey, the hooscow, the clink, you know, the jailhouse. Say, hey, Carol, I need to be bailed out. And you'd be like, hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you. What?
What? Click. They only got one phone call. Man. All right. Well, it is what it is. Anyway, where are we going?
We're going to go to Epic by Faith No More.
Epic by Faith No More. Yeah, that would be an epic movie. We should make a movie like that. Wouldn't that be cool? You try to call somebody up here. All the way through the whole movie, you're going through trials and tribulations, and you're trying to get a hold of one specific person, and you can't get a decent connection every time you get hung up on. What do you think?
Use somebody else's phone.
All right, here we go. Faith No More.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens too fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. It's so sweet, but it's-
Huh?
Corn? I think.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up. Have you ever heard that song?
If it's the same one I'm thinking of.
Well, I'll have to see if I can find it. It's a pretty good song.
Huh.
Yeah. So I like how your like eyes roll back and you're like trying to look through your brain for information. And it's like, not sure what you're talking about, but is it corn?
I think.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to Rusty Cage by Soundgarden.
Rusty Cage. That sounds interesting. All right. Has this song got any significance?
Probably.
All right. Just don't throw me in a rusty cage. Well, if it's rusty enough, I can just bend the bars and get out.
You might get tetanus.
Oh, that's a problem there. I mean, I could like flex my muscles after I did that. Go like, because that would make everybody think I'm tough. It's like this neighbor guy that we had. He was out in the backyard and he shoved this old rotted tree down and looked at us like he was tough or something like that. I mean, the tree was about to fall over. It was rotten. So if I break out of that rusty cage and flex my muscles like the Incredible Hulk or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what I mean?
I won't laugh to your face.
See, I make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? All right, here we go.
Why are you lying to me? Awake and hit me with
I don't know it's not got to that point yet or not. But anyway, I'll post that link in there if it's the one. But where are we going next? You don't even know.
I don't remember. Oh, we're going to go to Estranged by Guns N' Roses.
Estranged by Guns N' Roses. Sleep at the wheel, man. How are you supposed to run a radio show when you're over there?
I got the song up there. I just forgot immediately what I chose.
Oh. I have those problems. Anyway, let's go with it.
It's now and nobody's home. Caring for yourself. You can't end this world alone. We'll be right back.
Cool. Right?
Yeah.
I like listening to, what was that band?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. I don't know, I see you, earlier your brain had a skip in it.
We're rubbing up on each other.
Yeah, so the more I hang out with you, the stranger I become.
I think it's the other way around.
You're a bad influence. So, speaking of strange, you said this next song was strange.
Yeah, it's a weird Stone Temple Pilots song.
But you like it. Is there any significance about the song or anything?
It just kind of sounds like, elevator music for them.
Elevator music? Oh, well, that ought to be interesting. See, I always like to try to play songs that have a message in there. You know, like, if there's some kind of crazy stuff going on, crazy train, you know. All aboard, ah, ha, 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 you know, that kind of deal. Or Molly Hatchet for it with Disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of got a theme to it, so you're just playing a crazy song.
Yeah, we're just...
That sounds like elevator music for what they do.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, I'm with you now. I'm right there. All right, here we go.
Because again, never be.
Yeah, that reminded me of a time I spent probably, I don't know, about an hour and 45 minutes on hold waiting to get some service, only to finally, at the very end of it, say, call back during business hours.
Oh.
I was hopping mad. I was ready to get by.
And you can't. They probably knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
They were laughing about it.
I was sitting on there, like, every time I turn around, they'd come back with that. We really value your service. Please be patient and stay tuned. Whatever, you know, and then... So I'm like, come back and there's a ding music again in your ear, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand this song. You know, kept playing it over and over, and by the time I was like sitting in the chair, and you know how you just can't seem to get comfortable when you're frustrated, and I'm like leaning this way, and then I get myself comfortable and listen over here, swapping ears and all that, and finally about an hour and 45 minutes later, they come on there. I'm sorry, please call back during business hours. And I was like, I'll kill you.
You spent all that time.
I hate automated service, man. I want to speak to a people. I'm going to tell them from now on, if you ain't got a people, don't call me. I'm not calling you.
Or at least say at the beginning of the message, call back during business hours.
Yeah, right at the front. You know, nobody available, so call back later. I like my Wang Chow's Chinese restaurant. Oh, sick, you're calling your Wang Chow's Chinese restaurant. Not to hear you. Call back later. What do you think?
It'd be really confusing, because it's like, I know what number I call.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how you get rid of the telemarketers. But anyway, yeah, that was frustrating. But that's what that song reminded me of. So where are we going now?
We're going to Holy Wars by Megadeth.
Okay, is it a lively one?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we'll be no taking a nap during this one, right?
Nope.
All right, here we go. Okay, so that was exhilarating.
Yeah.
Yeah, exhilarating. Little
pick me up from the last one.
Yeah. So, you know, if you was on an elevator like that and everybody's moshing around inside the elevator, I don't know if that's safe, but...
Yeah. What if it breaks the elevator?
Ooh, that would stink, and you'd be in the basement. All of a sudden, the elevator drops, and...
I'm kind of afraid of that. Like, the... not the elevator breaking down and stopping, you know, because they can get you out eventually, but what if it drops?
Well, they supposedly have emergency braking systems, so if it suddenly takes a, you know, speeds up in acceleration, then the brakes kick out and slow you down. But...
sounds like some whiplash.
If they ain't been used in years and years and years and years, and then a few more extra years on top of some years, they might fail.
I'll just take the stairs.
You could do like the cartoon. You know, when the airplane's getting ready to crash, he waits till it gets close to the ground and just steps out.
I don't think it'll work that way.
Works in the cartoons, man. I like cartoon physics. You can get by with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to go to Turbo Lover by Judas Priest.
Turbo Lover. That's interesting. Is there any significance to this song?
I think it's about his motorcycle.
Oh, I thought he was just like trying to brag or something like that.
But maybe.
Well, could be. I'm not going to ask. Anyway, here we go.
Listen.
that stopped abruptly, didn't it?
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, it just like, it's like one of those records that just, you like that deal where they put their hand on the record and they go, screech, 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 like that? You don't like that?
No.
Well, I tell you, that'd make me mad back in the old days of somebody jacking around doing that, because those records were, you know, hard to keep from getting scratched to begin with.
And then you just scratch it.
Yeah. Screech, screech, you know? But, you know, hey, whatever. You can imagine your mom comes in, got her favorite album up, they're going, wiki, wiki, wiki.
Oof.
She'd be toothless, man.
Run.
Run. I told my mom that her vacuum sweeper sucks. She said, get my vacuum sweeper out the closet, boy. And I got in there, and it just dawned on me. I said, Mom, this vacuum sweeper sucks. She said, boy, ain't nothing wrong with that vacuum. That's a good vacuum. I've had it for years. And I was like, Mom, it's a vacuum sweeper. It's supposed to suck. Otherwise, it's broke. She didn't find it amusing. I was a wise guy when I was a child.
You already made her mad. She wasn't ready to not be mad.
That was it. So where are we going now?
This is the last one before the mystery song.
Ooh, the mystery song. Tell them about the mystery song. What do you get up to win the mystery song?
Free drinks and snacks from the refrigerator.
That's right. If you guess the mystery song, which this is this the right one here?
Yeah, but it's okay. Not the mystery song.
No, it's not. This ain't the mystery song. But if you guess the mystery song when it's time, get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. You're going to know when it is time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is not the mystery song, so don't be typing in there what this is, because we're going to tell you what this is. What is this?
It's I'm the One by Danzig.
Yeah, we're just going to tell you what this is. Something like that. Anyway, is that it?
Yep.
You got anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, here we go.
Places I've lived, you don't wanna know. Well, if you wanna hear evil, just come a little bit close. I was a snake-eyed boy when up the age of five. I made love to the howl of the wolf with the dark-haired girl. So if you wanna hear evil, I come a little bit close. She whispered in my ear, little boy, you're the one. Set the world to rights, or make it tremble in fear. Do it one more time, 'cause you're the one, you're the one. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one, you're the one. Hey, you're the one. Little boy, you're the one. Do it one more time. Said the path you walk, gonna be hard once you tread. 'Cause the night is your only love. Lots of girls gonna be hurt. Said it's part of your fate, 'cause you're the one, you're the one. And now I know my place in this life I write, and I know the things I feel are burning deep inside. So if you wanna meet evil, I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that is exactly what you will get if you do not guess the mystery song. Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir, or madam, or whatever. Anyway, so it's mystery song number 39. It's the time y'all been waiting for, so get excited, get around, gather around. It's time. So if you guess, if you're the first one to type in the name of this song and the band and all that, then you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. We're not held responsible for if you get a bellyache because you ate too much, but hey, it's your party, so you go with it. You know, just go with it. Anyway, mystery song number 38. Good luck, everybody. Let's see if you can get this one right.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.